Are you annoyed by affirmations? Are you tired of that same old, rehashed personal growth advice that all seems to boil down to, think positively and all your problems will go away? If affirmations feel like lies and positive thinking feels like denial, then I want you to get ready. The Overwhelmed Brain is here to help you create the life you want now. Hello, this is Paul Coliani. I am the host of this show called The Overwhelmed Brain, and I am a personal empowerment coach, and I'm here to help you increase your emotional intelligence and also strengthen your self-worth and self-esteem and empower you so that you can make decisions that are right for you. Everything I talk about on this show is my personal opinion and is meant for informational and educational purposes only. Always consult your physician before making any changes to your medical treatment. Today's quote is by Marina Abramovic, and it's this: people put so much effort into starting a relationship and so little effort into ending one. The reason I chose this quote today is because today I read a letter on the air from a young person who wants to die. It wasn't easy getting a letter like this, but he or she just poured their heart out and shared everything that was going on inside of them. Not so much of the details of why they feel that way, but definitely a clear message that they want to leave the planet, that they want to get off this ride. And so I tackled that letter. It's not something I ordinarily get, but I wanted to address that letter today because it's important. People do deal with this. People consider suicide. People consider taking their own life. And so many people don't talk about it. So many family members and friends, they don't want to mention it because maybe by mentioning it, it'll put it in their mind or something. When the reality is, by talking about it, it gets it out in the open. It gets it on the table. And when you have it on the table, it clears the air in the sense that, hey, it's not taboo. Let's talk about this. I have a very good friend who told me that he feels like killing himself every now and then. And one of the things that I like to do is not overreact with people and say, what? Let's call the police. Let's get you into the hospital. Because I don't want to drive this person away. Because this kind of information, most people will overreact to. And when they overreact, that's exactly what the person who feels this way expects. And when that happens, when they get this kind of reaction, they are also going to behave the way they always behave. Like, oh, you don't want to listen to me. You just want to push me off onto someone else. Now, it's a strange place to be because you probably love this person. Like, I love my friend. He's a great guy. And to hear him say that, it hurts me, yes. But it's the truth. It's his truth. And I'm not going to deny him that truth, and I'm not going to invalidate his emotions or his feelings or his thoughts. I don't want to give him the same reaction that everyone else gives him. I want to be there for him and really listen to what he has to say. Because if he is trusting me enough to say this information to me, he wants me to listen. He wants to be heard. The people in your life that have talked about this and opened up to you about it want to be heard, want to know that they are important enough to be heard. So today's episode might be a tough one for some people because they might know someone who has either carried out the act, is considering it, or even yourself, you may have had thoughts like this. In fact, the statistics are that 80% of the population, I'm not sure if that's just in the US or what, but I read that 80% of the population has at one time thought about what it would be like if they took their own life. And I am in that statistic. When my 13-year relationship ended in early 2005, I think, I got into a depression that was so hard to get out of that I got to a point of I didn't care anymore. I didn't care. I didn't care if I was anywhere. I just had no emotions whatsoever, because that's what depression feels like. It feels like no emotion. You're not happy or sad. You're not angry. You're not anything. You just feel numb. And you get to a place of, what's the point of living if you feel numb? That's where I was. But I'm here to say that there's a way out. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. You can move through anything because us human beings are amazing creatures. We have such versatility and flexibility and adaptability, and we can evolve and move through things like no other creature on Earth, except maybe whales or dolphins or things that actually might be smarter than us, but you understand what I'm saying. I've gone through some terrible stuff in my life, but you know, it's not as terrible as some people have gone through. Some people have gone through a lot worse and come out the other side a lot better. I came out of my stuff a lot better. The problem is when you're in it, when you're clouded by all the negativity that you're embroiled in, it's hard to see the other side. It's hard to get out of that situation because you're in the middle of it and you cannot see the forest through the trees. You cannot see past the dark layer of clouds that are directly in front of you. And there are clear skies beyond that, but we just don't know how to get there. And unfortunately, when we're in that bad of a place, in that dark of a place, we don't even care about getting there. In fact, the only time we care is when we get out of that dark place and we want to stay there. So the idea is to get through these clouds, get through this forest, and get beyond this filter that is covering our eyes. When we're in that dark place, we have to put on different glasses. We need different insights. We need a different perspective. Now, what does this have to do with today's quote? As a reminder, it's people put so much effort into starting a relationship and so little effort into ending one. I wasn't necessarily talking about relationships, but that's almost exactly what everything is made up of. Everything relates to everything. People relate to people, relate to animals, relate to material items, relate to nature, so on and so forth. Everything is a relationship. But real specifically about this quote, I would like to add to this, or at least modify it a little bit, to say this. People put so much effort into caring about life when things are going great, and so little effort into caring when things aren't going so great. And this is an important concept because when many people reach a place inside them that they don't want to be around anymore, that they want to take their own life, they don't typically take the massive, bold steps that they need to take to get out of that place. And what does that mean? That means you do everything in your power to feel better, to figure out who you need to talk to get healthier, to get to a place where you can start feeling good again. Today's letter writer reached out to me, and he or she said that they've reached out to other people too, but they didn't get the answers they wanted or couldn't find the solution to their problems. And, you know, I don't know if I have the solution or not, but I'm going to do my best to answer this today. So let's go on to our next segment called Ask Paul. And this will be our final segment today because it's a long letter. So be patient. And if you know anyone that might need to hear this information, definitely pass it along because it might just help someone get to a better place inside of them and get away from the no going back step that I don't want them to take. The Ask Paul segment coming up next. All right, every week we talk to Asha with getoutofthemess.com. If you don't know who Asha is, she is an independent associate for LegalShield, which is basically legal insurance that you can get for a low monthly rate to give you access to an expert team of attorneys. It's a great feeling to have that kind of security in your life. Anyway, Asha shares with us all kinds of stories once a week regarding the stuff that she's gone through or other people have gone through. And today I wanted to ask her, what is one of the most common reasons that people call and get this service? And here she is to answer.
Well, just in the last week, actually, I've had two calls about people dealing with insurance problems. I think in both cases, there were traffic issues where they were hit. I don't know the details, but they were having problems where the insurance company didn't want to pay. Surprise! That happens all the time. I believe I heard a statistic once, don't quote me on this, that insurance companies will reject and reject and reject, even if they should be paying, because they know most people will just give up and go away and don't know what their legal rights are and don't have access to someone to help them. So both of these gals in the last week, it was the same problem. We got them connected. I haven't heard back yet. I'm hoping to hear good stories about their what Legal Shield did for them. But absolutely, insurance companies are a nightmare to deal with often. And sometimes you just have to get an attorney to show them the strong arm and let them know that you're not kidding around. And they're going to have to pay if they're supposed to. You know, as a lowly man who doesn't understand the law or what you're entitled to or how to go about getting it, you have no chance. You just have no recourse except to either give up or hire an attorney. And most people won't hire an attorney because it's just plain too expensive. And if you don't have the money to fight it and you need the money because your vehicle was damaged, or in my case, I had got my tooth knocked out in an accident, and the insurance company that should have paid for it just didn't want to pay, and I was dead in the water without an attorney. So I was able to get the money I needed to repair the three teeth that actually were damaged, which I could not have done by myself. There's no way. They were not going to pay.
Thank you for your time, Asha. And if people want to reach out to you and ask you questions about if this service is right for them, how can they reach you?
They can call me at 678-355-8777. Or they can go to getoutofthemess.com, or they can just email me at asha@getoutofthemess.com.
All right, this segment is called Ask Paul, where I read a listener email or letter on the air and do my best to answer the challenges or give them suggestions or advice on how to move forward through their challenges. Here's today's letter. This is me trying to kind of reach out in an anonymous manner because anxiety and people are scary. I don't feel love. I swear it's true. I mean, I care deeply for some people more than others, but that's because I know them and don't want them to get hurt. Yet I really don't care. I don't know what's wrong with me. Most of the day, I just feel empty and hollow inside. Other than that, I feel tight with anxiety or just sad. I think about mistakes that I've made constantly, and I can't help it. I have more thoughts about ending it recently than I could count. I did try to count one day, and I hit 19. This can't be right, yet here I am sitting here wishing I was dead, because I don't see the point to life. I don't see the point to staying alive anymore. I don't love. I don't experience attraction. No one wants to sit and listen to me talk. I feel like I'm not enough for anyone because all I do is mess up. I rarely laugh at jokes anymore. I only smile to hide the pain. I trick people into loving me. I swear I don't mean to. I just want people to understand my mind, yet no one does. I'm simply another being taking up space on the planet's surface, polluting the atmosphere even further. My grades have been dropping more and more, along with the happiness I feel in a day. I don't understand what this feeling that people call love is. Yet I have had someone confess that they think they might love me. I feel so bad that they fell for someone as messed up as me. I don't know how I'm supposed to help anyone because all I am is a burden to those around me. If I'm just going to die one day, it might as well be sooner than later because we will all die one day and there's nothing we can do about it. There's no joy in suffering through this pitiful span of existence. Not for me. I don't know what you believe, but to be honest, even if God does exist, there's no way that a damned soul like me is going to heaven. No way. I'm too broken to ever be fixed. People call it a tragedy that this happens to people at my age. For me, it's not really. Just saving me the time later, right? If I make it that far. My anxiety is overwhelming, depression increasing, ending thoughts consuming me whole. I have no idea what I'm doing on this ride called life, and I want off. I don't care that the lap bars are down and my ride has not even begun. I want off. I cannot make it through this ride, and if I do, I will be full of pain the whole way. I don't want to go through this. One thought, one line, four words, 10 letters. I want to die. And no one understands. I've tried to reach out, but have only gotten 2 people, and neither can help me. And I'm so, so close to just ending it, I swear to you. So this is me reaching out. Maybe help is on the way, but if I'm honest, I doubt it. No one wants to save me. From some 14-year-old freshman who is asexual and aromantic, struggling to stay afloat and finding a reason to stay alive. Call me Sam. P.S. I know I probably need actual face-to-face help and maybe even meds, but this is the next best thing I could think of. So yeah, sorry to bug you. And sorry for any errors, but if I don't send it now, I'll never send it. Okay, Sam, how do I address this? How do I approach someone who says, I want to end it? What do you say to someone who is talking about ending it and not saying the words, I want to kill myself, I want to commit suicide? And, you know, you didn't say those words, but you danced around it so often that it tells me that this is a serious situation, that you're really feeling deep down inside that you can't connect with people, that you have less purpose and less meaning, or maybe you don't feel that at all. The first thing I want to say to you, and this may surprise you and other people listening or watching, is that one of the things that really struck me about this letter is how eloquently this letter is written. I receive a lot of email, and much of it is not as poetically and eloquently written as you've written yours. Now, I know that's probably surprising to hear, because maybe I should address you wanting to, you know, get off this planet, and that absolutely must be talked about. You mentioned it to me for a reason, and I want to address that, but I want to make sure that you also realize that you have this incredible gift. Your writing is amazing. And to do something with this gift as this kind of self-expression, to express yourself in this way with those words, it's amazing to me. It touches me because, first of all, you reached out and you could have said anything at all, but you chose to say it in such a way that it impressed me. I wrote back to you and I said, I'm impressed. I love the way you write, and I'm just amazed that you are right so eloquently considering all letters I get. So if anything, if you have nothing else to look at in your life, you have just proven to me that you have a gift. And I want you to do something with that gift. I don't know what that thing is. Maybe it's writing poetry. Maybe it's writing music. Maybe none of that interests you, but you have a gift. And I know that's not the only gift you have, because the second gift you have is blunt honesty. It's authenticity. It's that genuine nature about you. Now, I have a feeling that you've not felt safe enough to be this blunt, to be this honest. And if you have, maybe it was with the wrong people, or maybe they didn't get the message. But your honesty is going to bring you out into a place where you can start expressing yourself more and more. And this is where I'm taking you with this message. I want you to express this stuff. I need you to express this stuff, not only to me, but to other people that are important to you. Now, you said, I don't feel love. And there are people in your life that feel more important to you than others. Well, let me tell you this. A lot of us don't know what love means still. We think we love. I mean, we all love in different ways. Is the way I love the way you're going to love? No, it won't be. Is the way you see love in movies the way that love is supposed to be? Most of the time, no. Because you'll see people in a movie that are married for like 20 years, and then they're kissing and being romantic as if they just met a month ago. Now, yes, that's possible, and it's a wonderful scenario, but typically, that's not exactly what love is. So I'm not sure how you define love, but love is one of those far-reaching concepts that occurs when there's stuff in your life that disappears. And what I mean by that is when you're with someone, anyone, family, friends, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, the more safe you feel with people or environments, situations, the happier you feel, the more love you feel, the more you feel safe to be yourself. Now, this is a concept I want you to get down, because if you really feel like it's time for you to go, I mean, at 14, these decisions, those kind of decisions aren't supposed to come until much later in life. So if you're feeling them at 14, then I have a feeling that there's a lot that you're taking on that you don't need to. So I want you to think about the times that you don't feel safe, or the people that you don't feel safe with. And imagine that those times or those people aren't in your life. Those situations don't exist. Just imagine it, that those situations or those people don't exist. And does the anxiety go away? Does the unsafe feeling go away? Now, maybe you do feel safe. Maybe there's something else going on. You didn't share with me exactly what was happening in your life. But, you know, nor did I want to know too many details about that. Now, there's reasons I don't want to know every single detail, but it's not because I don't care. It's because the purpose of what I'm doing here today, answering your letter, is to help you get to a point of understanding where you can be and where you think you are, that there's no way out. Now, one of the things that you said to me was, you're reaching out. This tells me that there's some purpose in you. Even if you don't know what it is, there's some purpose. There's some meaning that you sense deep inside. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why you sense that. Because we all have it. We all have this little sense, even if we can't feel it, even if we are down and we feel like ending it all, there's a meaning and a purpose way inside of us that we may not know consciously, because the question arises almost once in everyone's life, is this all there is? Is this all there is to life? Is this all there is going to ever be? I was with some friends last night, and I have a male friend. He's about 40 something years old, and he said a few of his friends have taken their own life. He said they reach 40 and then they ask the question, is this all there is? And then they take their own life. And it saddens me to hear that, because people reach a certain point in their life and they're doing the same things over and over again, the same way, getting the same results, and then not finding the happiness that they want, not finding the fulfillment the satisfaction that they want when they haven't done some other steps like you're taking now to actually find a way out of these doldrums, actually find a way out of this bad situation that you're finding yourself in. When you can get yourself out of this situation and see a bigger picture of what's going on, then life doesn't look so bad. You know, my first step for everyone is to stop watching the news. Stop watching things that focus on negativity. Stop talking to people that are completely negative. Stop listening to people that are negative. Stop listening to shows. If you listen to other podcasts, I know there are some popular podcasts out there, and the host always complained. He's just always complaining. For a few years, I listened to Howard Stern, and it was on my way to work. And I found myself having the same thoughts, the same feelings, and saying the same things that Howard Stern said on his radio show. This is in the 90s, a long time ago. And then I realized one morning when I was at work and I was complaining about a politician, I stopped myself and I said, what? I don't even know this politician. I don't even know who this person is. And I'm saying these negative things about him. I felt negative. I felt mad. And I realized those words weren't mine. They were someone else's. This is what happens when you grow up with negative parents, negative siblings, negative friends, all the people that you surround yourself with. I mean, some people you don't have a choice. You have to grow up with your parents. You have to grow up with your caretakers. But everyone else that you surround yourself with, if they're negative, if they see life as a battle or a bad situation, they're going to affect you. And whatever you're feeling bad inside of you, it compounds, it multiplies, and it gets worse and worse and worse. So the idea is to start filtering those people out of your life because of this purpose and meaning that you have inside of you. There's something there compelling you to reach out, to me, to reach out to others, to say, hey, I'm here. I'm significant. I'm important. Even if you don't feel it, the truth is you are. The truth is that you bring value that you don't even know you bring because the people around you are unaware. That's hard because then you feel insignificant. If you don't see my value, then what's the point of me being here? Some people don't realize how valuable you are to their life because they're so wrapped up in their own stuff. It's like having, and I hate to say it this way, but it's a good analogy. It's like a toothbrush. You don't realize how valuable a toothbrush is in your life until you don't have one. You know, you're out, you go on vacation and suddenly you don't have a toothbrush, or you're eating one night and your teeth feel all funky and you need a toothbrush and you don't have it with you. The toothbrush is valuable. It has meaning. It has purpose. When people are in our lives, we have them all the time. So we think that they're always going to be there. But when they're not, that's when we understand what we've been ignoring. That's what we understand, what we've been not paying attention to. The toothbrush, we never pay attention to it. We just go in there. It's there. We use it. Now, I don't equate us with toothbrushes, but it's a good analogy. It's a good metaphor to remember that sometimes people are so wrapped up in their own stuff that they don't look through their own stuff to see who's really important in our life. And then, you know, if it's our parents, if our parents are wrapped up in their own stuff and they can't see our significance in their life, they can't see our importance, then we tend to get lost in their details. But we also absorb all that crap that they have going on in their life too. And suddenly our mind is now clouded. We take on their crap. We shouldn't have to take on their crap. They have their own stuff to deal with and we have our own stuff to deal with. So what's my answer to you? What's my advice to you? First of all, because I know a lot of people are listening to this going, wow, I'm in this situation. The fact that you shared this, it means so much to me. And I'm not saying that because you reached out to me specifically. It means so much to me that you understand that you are significant enough to be here to be heard, and you are heard. You are heard so loudly. You wrote everything on your mind. I'm assuming there's probably more, but you wrote and told me all this stuff about you, and you don't even know me. That honors me. I'm so grateful for you for doing that. And because you did that, you are now important to me. You are now significant in my life. And I want you to take that with you. That's one thing I want you to take with you, is that just by being honest, just by being authentic and expressing what's truly inside of you, you become more significant to people. You become more important to people. I know that's probably a silly way to look at it, but once you start practicing this more and more, this true authenticity that you have inside of you, you're going to connect with people more. You're going to be releasing what's inside. That darkness inside can come out and be light and make you lighter. So you'll feel lighter. But I don't want to gloss over this suicide hotline either, because if you are at the point where you feel like you need to go, then I want you to have someone to talk to. So as soon as we come back, I'm going to give you that number, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit more, and then we'll close the show. This entire episode is dedicated to you, and I want you to be here. I want you to get through this and grow beyond this to a point where you can find satisfaction in life. And sometimes all it takes is a couple steps into what you fear to get the fear out of you, to get the anxiety out of you, to get all the negativity out of you. And once that's out, you'll have much more clear thoughts and be able to make decisions that will benefit you in the long run. So stay with me. When we come back, I'm going to give you that number, and then we'll talk a little bit more. All right, that number is 1-800-273-8255. That's the suicide hotline. And the reason I'm giving that to you is because I don't know where you're at. I don't know at what point you are at. I mean, you told me that you just want to get off this planet, but you also took the time to reach out to me. You said, I'm reaching out. I don't know what else to do. I think that's one thing you should do. I know that word is bad. You should do this. But the only reason I say that is because if you're really at that point, then what harm is it going to do? What harm is it going to do to call the number 800-273-8255 and just see what they say? You never know. Maybe they'll have something that gives you some sort of insight to yourself. But, you know, I don't want to emphasize that you need to just stop what you're doing right now and call that number, because I don't want to be one of those people that what you'll find freaks out, because this is what happens when we start sharing our inner thoughts, our inner pain, things that are going through our head. You know, I don't want to be here anymore. When someone hears that, like especially parents, the people who love you most are going to freak out the most. When they freak out, it's not because they're mean or angry. It's because they don't want to lose you. And that means something. If you want to know what love is not wanting to lose someone. Love is wanting the other person to be happy. Love happens when we allow others to be themselves. Just like with your letter. I'm allowing you to be yourself because that's who I want you to be. I may not agree with what you're saying. I may not want you to go down this path. I know I don't. But it's what's on your mind. It's honest. It's authentic. It's your genuine self expressing to me what's going on inside of you. This is what I need for you. I need you to be expressive and genuine. And I need you to do it with more people. I need you to reach out and just say, hey, this is what's happening inside of me. Now, the problem is, not really a problem, but this is what's going to happen. As soon as you start expressing yourself in that way, hey, you know, I've had thoughts of ending my life. I mean, it sounds terrible, but that's the thought that's been going through my head. People are going to overreact. They're going to want to take you to the hospital, or they're going to want to call 911. These people love you and they want you to stay alive. You have meaning in their life. Now, how can you thwart that? Well, you can call that suicide hotline number. Doesn't mean you're going to commit suicide. It just means I need someone to talk to. I need someone who understands where I've been and where I'm at now. And, you know, a lot of these volunteers, I think they are former people that have called the hotline themselves. So they're going to be able to relate to you. And if anything, they've talked to a lot of people that are in your position. Again, I don't know if you're at that point, but your email has all the red flags of wanting to go beyond this life. And I want you to stick around. I want you to have an amazing life that you don't even know about yet. You know, when I was depressed, it was probably in the 90s. It was for about 2 years. I pretty much had the same thoughts you had. I was like, what's the point? Why stay? I mean, what's the point of staying if I can't feel love? If I can't feel happiness? I did feel anxiety. And I went through this process like you're going through now. Now, I was older. I was in my upper 20s, I think, maybe young 30s. So, you know, I had more life experience behind me. I experienced a lot more. So I'm at the point of going, wow, I just experienced 20 or 30 years of life and I'm not where I'm supposed to be at, or at least I don't feel like I am. Now, you're 14. So your life has been a lot different to get to this point. You've matured fast. And maturing fast means that a lot has happened to you. And that's way too hard for someone your age. You're at the age where you should still be enjoying being a kid. I mean, right now you're a young adult, but you should still be enjoying being a kid. So when did that enjoyment stop? When did that having fun as a kid stop? Now, the one thing that came to my mind after reading your letter was my concern if there was any type of abuse in your past. You know, this could be any type of physical, and I'm going to say it, sexual or other type of abuse, verbal, any type of abuse that affected you in this way, because that stuff builds up. That stuff, if you're not sharing it with anyone, you can't hold that in. You ever see a pressure cooker where they put the lid on and they seal it and then they cook something and the pressure gets more and more and more and more? And if you were to release the steam or release the pressure using the valve at the bottom or the top or whatever, that the pressure goes down. Think of taking on all this negativity in your life as that pressure cooker, and you're just never releasing the valve. You can't take it. It's impossible. The valve is full expression of what's going on inside of you. Once you begin to express the way you expressed them in your letter, if you can get down to the deeper, darker thoughts and feelings and emotions that you have and start expressing that to people that you feel safe with, that pressure is going to release. That anxiety is going to release. It's not going to happen in one day, but it will happen one step at a time. Start releasing the pressure one step at a time. What does that mean? That means going back as far as you can in your mind and remembering or learning about what angers you, what embarrasses you, what you feel ashamed of, what you feel sad by. Think of all the things in your past. Maybe even write a list. I mean, you're very good at writing. Write down all this stuff that you feel bad about in some way. And then bring it to the forefront. Bring it to the forefront of your mind and express it and feel it. You know, if you feel angry, then just yell and scream and kick and do whatever you can to bring it out of you. This stuff is like a pressure cooker inside of you. And the more you hold on to it, the worse it's going to get. And you're going to have these feelings that are going to be more and more amplified. Now, my unorthodox advice for this, for your situation, is if you're already at a point where you feel like ending it, then what's the problem with expressing it? I mean, if you're ready to go away, leave this planet, then why not express what's on your mind? I don't want you to leave this planet. I want you to stay here and live a long, healthy, wonderful life, which is right in front of you. But if you're at that point where you are ready to just end it, then you might as well start expressing yourself and seeing what happens. You might as well go to find friends, find people in your life that you just can express to and say what's on your mind. If there are things that are too hard to talk about, that's what you need to talk about. You need to. At the very least, if you can't find anyone, write back to me. Tell me everything in your life that you're ashamed, embarrassed, sad, upset, everything that you maybe don't want to admit to anyone. You know, I've talked to sexual abuse victims that felt ashamed that they were a part of the abuse. I mean, these people are sometimes 5 or 6 years old when it happened. They felt ashamed that they took part in it when they themselves were coerced and they were the victim. And my heart goes out to these people because they feel like they had somehow consciously agreed to be a part of it. You don't agree to these things at 6 years old. You don't agree to these things when you're young because you don't know what's happening. You want to trust the adults that you're with, and they're coercing you. They're manipulating you. I'm not saying that's your situation. I'm saying that when you're a kid, you take on more than you need to because, I don't know, you just think that it's your fault. You think it's your responsibility. All the responsibility and all the fault, if you want to call it that, goes on the adult when there's abuse involved. If the adult has abused you in any way, they are responsible. They are at fault because you are supposed to trust them. And you can't trust someone who's abusing you. But as a kid, you don't know what that means. You don't even know you're not supposed to trust the abuser. So I don't know your situation. I don't know if you've been abused, but I want you to remember that it's not your fault. And it's not your responsibility. Your responsibility lies today with what you do with yourself today. But back then, whatever happened to you, I want you to be able to let that go and forgive yourself for whatever you think you may have been a part of, because it's not your fault. Forgive yourself. I don't care if you forgive the other people. If you have an abuser in your life, I don't care if you forgive them. It doesn't matter. Forgiveness isn't about them. Forgiveness is about moving through who you are, what you've been through, and getting past the conscious blocks and emotional crap that you took on at that age. Forgive yourself for not having the wherewithal, for not being conscientious enough to do anything, to say anything, for not having the physical strength to get out of the situation. Forgive yourself because you were coerced, you were manipulated, you were put in a situation that you couldn't control. Just forgive yourself and move on. Now, if there's been no abuse in your life and you're just taking on all this negativity for another reason, you know, this is what happens. We take on the negativity of others because we feel like we're responsible for someone else's emotional state. If your mom is complaining and everything you do is wrong, that's her stuff, not yours. If everything you say gets put down or they make you feel less than who you really are, that's their stuff, not yours. So what's the solution to all this? I've given you steps. I've given you the phone number. Again, let me repeat that phone number. 800-273-8255. That's important. They're going to give you perspectives. And this is what you really need, a different perspective. Get different perspectives from different people on your situation. If you're feeling anxiety, what are you fearing? Anxiety is fear of the future or fear of someone's reaction or fear that something might happen. What is the fear and then accept the consequences of what might happen. Now, what I mean by that is, if you're afraid to tell someone something because they might yell at you, find out if they will by telling them whatever you're going to tell them. If you're anxious because you're getting physically abused now, or sexually abused, or whatever abuse, if you're getting abused now, then take massive steps to change your situation and finding someone safe, finding someone in authority that can do something about it. Because if you are under control of an abusive situation, you need to take control. You're at that age now where you can stand up for yourself and walk out. That doesn't mean you won't be restrained, which, you know, being abused might involve a restraining situation. So you need to get out of this before it happens. So this is what I need from you. Is if you're in any type of abusive situation, get out of it before it happens again. Find someone. Call the police. Call someone. Because if you're so close where you want to get off this planet, start doing some major things to make the situation better. Who knows? The situation could get a lot better. I know it's not going to get any worse because not doing anything makes it worse. But doing something makes it a little bit better every time. So if you're in an abusive situation, get help as soon as possible. And I don't care if you have to talk to your guidance counselor, your teachers, the police, some other adult that you trust, something that gets you safe. That's what you need. You need to feel safe. If you're not being abused and you're just taking on a lot of this stuff, then start expressing yourself just as much as you can, as honestly as you can, as genuine and authentically as you can, and live with the fact that people are going to freak out because they're like, you shouldn't have those thoughts. You're going to get a lot of, you shouldn't do that. What's wrong with you? You shouldn't do that. And that's just going to happen. That's their crap. Let them say what they're going to say. But anxiety that you might be feeling comes from the fear of the consequences. If you can get to a place of accepting whatever consequence that is, I mean, when you're at the lowest of low, then who cares? Accept the consequences and just say what you have to say. Be careful with that advice, of course. You don't want to just walk up to someone who's very dangerous and say something that causes them to do something bad, but take massive steps out of this situation. And especially start expressing yourself honestly and genuinely. I care about you. I want you to have a great life. And it is there. You're in a box without hope. I know what that feels like. This box where you just don't have any hope or you have no aspirations for the future because you just don't see it. You're clouded by all the negativity. And when you're clouded, you make clouded decisions. So what I need you to do is get out of this cloud by doing everything I've talked about here. And when you're out of the cloud, then you can make more decisions that are going to affect the rest of your life. I was depressed for about 2.5 years. I had suicidal thoughts. And I would walk around going, what's the point? But when I got out of that depression by doing exactly what I'm telling you here, when I got out of that depression, I started expressing myself more and more. I started expressing the hatred I had for my stepfather. I mean, I really hated him. I didn't know I hated him. I just blurted out one day and I started crying and I buckled down on the floor and I cried for I don't know how long. But when that came out of me, it was that glimpse of not being depressed anymore. It was that glimpse of knowing that there's more to this life than holding all this stuff in like a pressure cooker. When I had that glimpse, I knew I was onto something. I hope you see this letter to me that you wrote is a glimpse of something more, something significant, some sort of reprieve for what you're going through. I hope you understand that your honesty, your authenticity of what's going on inside of you, your full expression of that is a glimpse of the light behind the door, the light at the end of the tunnel, the way out of the state that you're in. Be okay with some of the consequences of sharing this stuff. People are going to freak out, but you're going to continue on being the honest person that you are. And finally, use your gifts. You have an incredible gift for writing. Just the way your letter was formatted, you're using bold and italics and separating them into sentences, and you're using so many things. At 14, I was not writing like this. That is fantastic. So that's what I want you to do, is start using your gift and writing more and more. This is something you can give to the world. In fact, you're giving it to the world right now, because I read your letter on the air. I don't think I eliminated any part of it. I think I read the entire thing. I think there might have been a couple sentences I had to change because they didn't quite make sense, but I read the entire letter on the air. You are affecting so many people. So I want you to know that you have this gift and you have an amazing future ahead of you. And I want you to have this future. And I want you to contact me 10 years from now and either tell me that I'm right or wrong. I need you to do this for me. Contact me in 10 years, even 5 years, or even a year, and tell me if I'm right or wrong. So this is where I'm going to leave you today. I care about you, and I want you to experience life to the fullest, not as it is now, but as it can be. I need you to break out of this pattern of whatever you're doing now and take massive steps towards changing what you're doing now, changing your thoughts. And I know changing your thoughts is so easy, right? I know it's hard, but this is when you start expressing yourself in a way that you've never done before. I'm so grateful for you. I remember being depressed, so you helped me remember that. But you also helped me remember that there was a way out. And sometimes it takes a little more time than we're ready to wait for, but there is a way out. And just be honest. Use your gift. Write, express, talk. Get out of the dangerous situation if you're in it, and become the person that I know you can become and are becoming right now, because it's inside of you. Like I said, meaning and purpose find their way and express to the world somehow. When there's something feeling weird and something wrong inside of us, we want to go, what is wrong inside of me? I don't know what's wrong. You reached out to me and you told me what felt wrong to you. It doesn't feel right. I know it doesn't feel right, because our natural state is feeling better than that. There's a lot more inside of you than you can see. You're really clouded by all this negativity and you don't feel good. I want you to feel good. I want you to get to that point. I believe in you. Believe it or not, it sounds corny. I believe in you. If you hadn't written to me, I wouldn't have known it. And who knows what would have happened. The fact that you wrote to me, I shared it with the world. I know I'm going to get more letters saying, wow, that person that wrote to you really touched me. You know, I'm in that situation now. So I'm going to get letters like that. And I know that they're going to be touched by what you did today. Go towards that person that you want to be. You're still at an age where people kind of have authority over you, and you might have to wait a couple more years before you can drive a car and get out of the house and do your own thing. But know that, you know, we've all had to go through that. You're going through stuff that probably 98% of us have gone through. So I hate to say it's normal, because it sucks. It sucks going through it. But this will pass. You ever heard that term? This too shall pass. This will pass. It may seem like it's taking a long time, but it's going to happen, and you can speed up the process by expressing yourself, by being authentic. And I'm not going to drill that into you anymore. Thank you for sharing your heart, even though it's hard to connect with that right now, but you've connected with something deep inside of you and you've shared it. Thank you for reaching out to me, and I want to hear back from you. So we'll talk to you again soon. I want to thank you for listening to this special episode of The Overwhelmed Brain. And just a couple quick things before I end the show with my final thoughts. You do listen to the final thoughts at the end of every show, right? I mean, you don't press stop here and then move on, do you? Well, if you do, let's just say that you might miss the one piece of information that you need that changes everything. But whether you stop and move on or keep listening, I want you to stay tuned this time, especially because what I'm going to say at the end of the show may be the most important information that you've ever heard, especially if you're in that dark place and are thinking about taking a drastic step like ending your life. So before I share that, I just want to mention to those who have signed up to be a part of the TOB Inner Circle, I sent you an email. If you didn't get it, please write to me as soon as possible at paul@theoverwhelmedbrain.com. It's information you'll want to hear about, and I need to organize our first call, so please send me a message as soon as possible. And secondly, I want to thank Asha with getoutofthemess.com. You know, she didn't mention it today, but she pays just $20 a month for her membership to Legal Shield. That's pennies compared to thousands that you might pay for the individual legal services that they provide to you. So definitely contact her at 678-355-8777 and just ask her questions. Now, what you want to do is make sure you contact her directly, because if you go to the Legal Shield site without going through Asha, then they never know who sent you. That's why Asha is our representative here at The Overwhelmed Brain, and we value her, and we want her to get the credit for us talking about her, and we also want to get credit for sending people her way. So we definitely want to support Asha and contact her directly. Again, the phone number is 678-355-8777, and she can be reached if you go to her website, getoutofthemess.com, and ask her anything you'd like. And a couple more final thank yous. I want to thank everyone who has purchased a book or a worksheet or used the Amazon link to shop as you normally would. You know, that also supports us. If you get value from this show and you want to support us somehow, well, if you shop at Amazon, use the button, the Amazon button, at theoverwhelmedbrain.com. We also have a Get Out of the Mess button there too, so definitely click on that and that will send you to Asha's Get Out of the Mess page, which is her Legal Shield site. So definitely use that too. And I want to thank Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com for some of the music transitions in The Overwhelmed Brain. Now back to what I promised, the most important piece of information that you may ever hear, especially if you're in that dark place and you're making decisions while you're clouded. You're making decisions while you're in this foggy space. And these kind of decisions probably do not benefit you in the long run. I want to tell you this. This is something I read, or a couple things that I read. One, it's a statistic. 80% of people, I guess in the world, I'm not sure if it was the world or the US, 80% have had thoughts of suicide. 80% of us. That's a lot of people. How many people do you know? Think about it. Let's just say that you know 50 people, probably more, but 80% of those 50 people have thought about committing suicide. That's a lot more than I expected. And the reason that it's a lot more than probably you expected too is because nobody ever talks about it. Nobody ever wants to mention it. Nobody wants to talk about that I feel like killing myself, because it just sounds awful. It feels like, I don't know, we just feel like we shouldn't say that to someone and they might think that we're crazy. And you know what? I've said it. I said, you know, during my 13-year relationship, after I got depressed, I felt that way. I remember specifically, I was walking down the street and I go, what's the point? I don't feel anything. I just want to, what would happen if I killed myself? And it's a horrible thought when I think about it now, because if I had done it, then I wouldn't have experienced what I've experienced up till now. It hasn't been easy. It's been hard, in fact, but a lot of good has come from that. And here I am today telling you the stories that I've gone through, telling you my history, and sharing other people's history and sharing other people's struggles and pain. And without those stories, without that history, how do you ever know what's beyond? You know, when you stick around and just live life, take the punches, it's gonna hurt. But then the next day comes and, you know, the bruises might be there, but then the next day after that, the bruises start to go away. And then you start seeing other things. You start having a different perspective. The filter that you see life through changes and you become happier in different ways. You know, it's hard. I know it's hard. It takes years sometimes to get through this stuff. And you do end up saying things like, what's the point? So this is why I come back week after week to let you know that there is a point to all this, that there is purpose in your life. There is meaning. And when you're clouded, you can't see that meaning. The meaning is buried sometimes. It gets buried in the negativity. But there is meaning. And sometimes it takes trudging through this day to get to the next where it's not so hard. Or maybe tomorrow is hard. Maybe it's harder. But then next week isn't so hard. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be hard like that. You know what makes it hard is that we take it on and we keep it inside of us. Just like I was telling the letter writer for today's show. When we keep it inside, we never express, then it stays there. And it compounds exponentially day after day after day. How do you get out of that? You know, I told a coaching client recently that one of the ways out of the darkness is to start honoring yourself like you've never done before. And you know what that means? That means when something comes to your mind and you really want to say it, whether it's an emotion, it's a thought, a feeling, whatever it is, and you really feel like expressing it, even if it's anger, but you're too afraid to do it for fear of the consequences, for fear of someone else's reaction, do it anyway. Do it. Because if you're that low, how much lower can you get? It can't. If you're feeling pretty bad and you're stuffing all that stuff down, then you might as well express yourself and see what happens. You know, my disclaimer is don't express yourself to people that are violent. Don't express yourself to people that are going to hurt you physically. We all get hurt emotionally. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about physical pain. If somebody's very aggressive or violent towards you, you need to get out of that situation. You just do. I don't care what it takes. Get out of that situation. But if there's emotional pain, yeah, it might hurt. It might hurt when you express what's really on your mind, but it comes out. Because what happens when you don't express, when you keep it buried, it stays in and it gets worse and you feel heavier. And you probably do gain weight because you feel heavier and you feel like you need comfort food and you just want to block or stuff down the terrible things that you're feeling. That's because you leave it in there. Express it. Get it out. And the second thing I wanted to say, the second most important piece of information is, well, this might be the most important piece, is there were interviews done with the 24 people that jumped off the San Francisco Bridge in an attempt to commit suicide, in an attempt to end their life. And what they found with all 24 people was that as soon as they stepped off the bridge, they changed their mind. Now, I want you to think about that. They thought life was so bad and they were ready to end it. And so they got on this high bridge and they stepped off. And I remember one person specifically says, as soon as I hit free fall, I said, oh God, what have I done? Why is that? Why do we change our mind as soon as we take that massive step towards something so drastic and absolute? It's because at that moment, we decide to let the negativity go, to let all the stress go, to let the bills go, knowing that that can be a choice. That can be us breaking through a box of negativity, that box that we're in, breaking out of it and saying, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to change my life. But the problem is they're falling. And they may not have a chance to. And every single one of those survivors said they wanted to live after they stepped off. I just want you to remember that there is meaning and purpose inside of you. And it does not take the drastic step of ending your life to discover it. All it takes is for you to choose not to repress anymore. It takes you to choose to honor your personal boundaries so that when people cross them, you can say, hey, I don't want that in my life. You're either going to have to stop doing that or I'm going to have to leave. Once you start doing that, little by little, you're going to notice positive changes in your life and you're going to start feeling again. You're going to start feeling good again. Maybe for the first time, who knows, depending on where you're at. So I want you to take that. I want you to take that and absorb that, knowing that if you're so down that you can't take it anymore, then tell people, I can't take this anymore. I don't want you yelling at me. I don't want you embarrassing me. Whatever needs to happen so that you stay alive, that you stay here and live a life that maybe you haven't experienced ever. I've heard stories that people have changed their life just by taking risks on something that they probably were fearful of doing. The choice to change is inside of you, and I want you to live. And if you need to express your will to end it, then tell someone. Tell someone safe, and they may overreact, and they may want to get you help, but it doesn't matter. If you're feeling that low, then just tell them anyway. Just get it out of your system. Tell someone that you feel safe with, what you feel ashamed by, what you feel embarrassed about, what you feel guilty about. Get it all out of your system. This is the kind of stuff that builds up and puts terrible thoughts in our head. Get it out of your system. Express yourself. Be authentic. Do it for you. Do it for me. And do it for everyone else that loves you as well. And if you don't think you're loved, well, you're just wrong. Because here I am. And I'm just one of many that you probably don't even know about. And with that, open your mind and step into your power and be firm in your decisions and actions so that you can create the life you want. And always take steps to grow and evolve. You are powerful beyond measure. And above all, and this is something I absolutely know to be true about you, you are amazing.